Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Real or make-believe? Galatians 1 verse 11. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Stories are a vital and often cherished part of the day of a young child. The child could either cuddle on someone's lap or sit wide-eyed as a story is read or told. Their facial expressions and body movement reflect their reaction to the parts of the story that are silly or scary or sweet. As a young child grows and develops, they may begin to ask, "Is this real or make-believe?" This is especially true when you have a little one in your class that may have not heard the Bible story before. Did Jonah really go into the belly of a huge fish? Did Noah and his family all live on the ark he built with all those animals? Did Jesus really make a blind man see? Real or make-believe? In our reading for today, Paul is talking to the congregation in Galatia. He is looking to give them reassurance and encouragement. Paul, as you may know, was not one of the original disciples who walked and talked and lived with Jesus. In fact, Paul was the exact opposite. He had spent years seeking out Christians to put them in jail, to punish them, to do all that he could to squelch Christianity. Paul was probably not the most docile, teachable person who would easily change his mind or be swayed. It would be logical for people to be skeptical of him and of his message. Anticipating their concerns, he shares how he came to know the truth that he shares with them. The message he preached, he received by revelation from Jesus. He didn't make it up. He didn't even learn it secondhand from the disciples. He was given this message by God himself. Talk about validity. But even more, talk about the confidence that Paul could have in his message and the hearers could have as they listened to him. You and I are not Paul. We may not have his tenacity or his courage, but we have been given the same privilege and opportunity to share the gospel. Think of the children who were in your class the past couple of years. Each day you were able to share God's amazing message of salvation with them. You taught them about God's forgiveness, which makes it easier for us and them to forgive each other. You shared how much God loves them, which helps them and us reflect that love with each other. Together, you talked about all the amazing promises and wonders God has told us about in His Word, the Bible. Aren't there times when you stop and say, "Isn't that amazing?" Aren't there times when the children stop you and say, "Wow, God did that for me?" Our world changes constantly. What was forbidden yesterday is likely okay and even encouraged today. On what can we cling in an ever-changing world? How do we and our children know what's right, what is wrong, what is real, what is make-believe? We have the Bible, God's own precious words to each of us. He tells you who He is, what He has done, and what He can do. And He tells us He forgives us, He loves us, He redeemed us. He calls us His own dear child. It's real, not make-believe. And He and all He does and wants for us never changes. May the Lord bless you as you continue to share the story, the real story, this amazing message of grace each day. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for all you have done and continue to do for me. Help me to never lose my sense of awe for you. And help me to share that awe with the children and families I serve, with colleagues, family, and friends. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.